Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord, and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to welcome you tonight to Blog Talk Radio. The show that you're listening to is The Rock. Jesus Christ is the rock of all ages, no matter what stage you may find yourself in life. Jesus is a rock. We can look to him. He's a rock whereunto we may continually resort. He's so faithful to us. All we got to do is trust him. Believe his word. Well, this is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. And it's Psalm 118, verse 24. Tonight is Friday night. This is April 17th. This is the 107th day of the year. April 17th, the 107th day of the year. God, for that, that means we have exactly 258 days left in this year. We just thank God. We give him praise. We give him glory because he alone is worthy of the glory and honor. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. We greet you tonight in that wonderful name of Jesus. We just thank God for blessing us to be back on air tonight. Monday night we were sick and unable to get on air. And Wednesday night we had a technical difficulty with this client, plus I was away out of town, so I wasn't sure if I was going to get back in time to get on air. So, but we're here tonight, and we bless him for his faithfulness. Tonight we're going to deal with the theme of peace. So if you have your pencils, papers, pen, your notepads, iPads, all that wonderful stuff, that you can take some good notes. We're going to talk a little bit about peace tonight. And we just consider the honor and the privilege for us to share the word of God with you tonight. We want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need, as Hebrews 4:16. Whatever you need tonight, our God is able to supply. All we have to do is believe it and trust him, trust in him. Let's pray. Eternal God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you because you're so gracious and kind, so merciful, Lord. Thank you for waking us up to another day that we haven't seen. A day that we can worship you, another chance that we can present your word to these your people. Oh God, we pray that you will let it be all of thee and none of me, all of my steps. Thank you for leading me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Father, I thank you, oh God, that you shall be glorified in all that's done tonight. Recognizing, Lord, that without you, I can do nothing. So, Father, we pray that you will bless tonight, and that you will give us courage to believe your word and to understand and recognize that without you, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. So, Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. And then, oh God, I thank you that your word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. We just give you all the praise and glory and honor for the victory. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tonight, for your consideration, I want to ask you to open up your Bibles. And we're going to go St. Luke, the 7th chapter. St. Luke, the 7th chapter, and we're going to pull out one verse out of that 7th chapter. The 50th verse. St. Luke, the 7th chapter and the 50th verse. Now, Jesus had a situation here where he was dealing with or he was talking to a precious lady. In that 50th verse, the Bible says, and he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. One more time. He said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Now, the Bible says that this particular story came about, really it says, tells about how one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And the Bible said he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. The Bible says, and behold, there was a woman in the city which was a sinner. Notice the Bible says she was a sinner, given complete details about her. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. Now, you can read about this alabaster box also cross-referenced in John chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, and also Matthew chapter 26, and verses 6 through 13. But anyway, this woman bought an alabaster box of ointment, and the Bible said, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head. The Bible says, and she kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, or she is a sinner. You know, isn't it something how people can always remember your baby and never consider how Jesus can transform your life? The Bible says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. Jesus proceeded on by saying, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed him 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, excuse me, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, see thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, had not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou did not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. You know, Jesus specialized in taking a messed up situation to give a message. It's see people had passed judgment upon this woman because of her lifestyle. But it's so wonderful to know that the Lord loves us in spite of our behavior. We don't always do what's right. That's why we thank God for forgiveness. And not to say that we just have a license to do what we want, but he tells us that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. And he talks about how that the blood of Jesus would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, this woman's life was messed up, but she gave what she had, which was an alabaster box of ointment, very precious. The Bible said that Jesus began to say to her, your faith has saved you. Your faith has delivered you. What's going to deliver you out of your situation? Your faith. He told her to go in peace. Now, what is peace? You might hear that word thrown around a lot, but peace, we know, means the absence from disturbance. No war. Shalom, Jehovah Shalom. We know God. That's one of his characteristics according to Judges chapter 6, verses 23 and 24. And, of course, that's the story of Gideon. But he wanted to make sure that God had chosen him to do what he was called to do at that appointed time. But anyway, in our story, Jesus began to say to this woman, thy faith has saved thee or delivered thee. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, talks about God the Father who had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, into the kingdom of his dear Son. God is the one that can translate us and change us from glory to glory and from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So we thank God because of his faithfulness tonight, that no matter what kind of storm you may be in, your life might be upside down like this lady was, but somewhere in there God sees some good. Let us consider some verses as we can meditate on this thought of peace tonight. The Bible declares in Psalm 37, verse 37, it is more the perfect man. And behold, they are right. For the end of that man is peace. Notice again, he said, Mark the perfect man. And we think of Mark like imitation. Imitate. There's one scripture that says, follow me as I follow Christ. That's what the Apostle Paul said, 1 Corinthians 11. But he says, Mark the perfect man. Behold, the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Now, the scripture also tells us in Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 17. As Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17, the Bible says, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. So notice again, he said, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Then we often think about the Apostle Paul, who wrote a large number of books in the New Testament, but in his letter to Colossians, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, he declares this unto us concerning peace. The Bible said, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. So he says, and let the peace of God rule. In other words, let the peace of God act as an umpire. An umpire in a baseball game calls the balls in the sky. He decides whether you're safe or you're out, whether you're in or out of the game, depending on your behavior. So the Apostle Paul said, let the peace of God rule in your heart. You don't have no peace in, you'll never have it on the outside. So he said, let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also you're called in one body. And be ye thankful. So you also have to have a thankful attitude while you are having the peace of God act as an empire. If you go to somewhere and you feel uneasy about something, that's generally a good sign that we might need to consider it again. In Psalm 85, verse 8, the Bible says this, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. Notice it again, please. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak. Notice, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. Remember, we already declared that peace is the absence from disturbance. Nothing will have an effect on the inside of you or the outside when you got true peace. And when we think about and declare God's word concerning peace, we also must consider how the Apostle Paul also, he wrote a lot about peace. Let's look at Romans chapter 5. And in Romans chapter 5, you'll find what he said here concerning peace. He talks about us being justified and having peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 5, he declares unto us, therefore, being justified or acquitted, found not guilty, just as if we had never done it. Therefore, being justified by faith. And that word again, faith and peace kind of go hand in hand in a lot of essence here. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice he said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Now, think about us having access, like when you go to the bank and you may have an account number there, but if you don't have the right PIN or the right password, you cannot gain access to the funding, the funds that are available. So we have, the Bible says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. He said, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. Why is that? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. So in other words, your trial is working something in you. Sometimes we say trials come to make us strong, but no, not really. Trials just reveal where you are. Reveal where you are and where you should be going. So he said, knowing that tribulation worketh patience or perseverance. Now, patience is the ability to endure something hard or difficult without complaint. He said, and patience, experience. And experience, hope. And hope, make it not ashamed. Why then? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. The Bible talks about, For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So he said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness. And we understand that righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any of people, according to Proverbs 14:34. And peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we know that, according to Nehemiah 8:10, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible says, for he that in these things serve Christ is acceptable to God, proved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. So he said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, not the natural food or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. He said, for he that in these things serve Christ is acceptable, if you serve him in righteousness, in peace, and in joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serve of Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Therefore, he said, follow after the things which make for peace, and the things wherewith one may edify one another. You know, it's time to build each other up. It's so easy for one to tear each other down, but when we consider the awesomeness of God and we think about where he brought us from, how he delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, well, really none of us have a right to judge and sinners, but we do have the opportunity whereby we can glorify God. You know, we can use our mouth to help or to harm, depending on what we do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not as in all churches of the saints. Notice it again, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. So if you're somewhere and you know somebody is not walking in an orderly way, you know, 9 times out of 10, that is not God. Because the Bible says, but God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Will you have differences? Yes. Do tongue and teeth fall out? Yes. Sometimes you bite your tongue, but when you bite your tongue, you do not pull your teeth. So we have to understand that peace is part of the armor that the Apostle Paul talked about. The armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. Let's journey there. Ephesians chapter 6. And look what the Bible says. Praise God. Ephesians 6. And look at verse 10. The Bible says this. Finally, my brother, be strong, how? In the Lord and in the power of his might. Notice now, we can't be strong in and of ourselves. So he said, finally, this is the conclusion of the whole matter. I want you to understand, brother, or saints. He said, listen, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Cannot be strong in and of ourselves, but we must be strong in the Lord. Knowing this, the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand how against the wiles, the schemes, the tricks of the devil. They said, put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Why? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your fight is not against another person. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness. How? In high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Now he gets into the armor. He said, therefore, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Having your loins, or having on the belt of truth, girded about with truth. Jesus already declared in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And then he said, having on the breastplate of righteousness. And we just established that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So righteousness, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Then he said, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The Apostle Paul declared in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek. But therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Who is the just? The born-again believer. Who is the just? The born-again believer. So if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have not repented of your sin, and you have not been filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire, then he's not talking to you, but he's talking to the born-again believer, one that is sanctified and set aside for God's use and for his purpose. We are always continuously to be a vessel of honor and sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. So he says, the Apostle Paul had declared, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. It is so wonderful to know that we are saved by the gospel. When we hear the gospel, when we hear the word preached, that word will change our life. That word will cause us to consider our ways so that we can be pleasing before the Lord. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and following, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Apostle Paul had declared this in Romans 10:8. But what saith it? The word is now thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith which we preach. I want you to know and understand this. The Bible says, for the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. But there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Goes on to ask another question, and how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent. And then he declares, quoting out of Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Notice, the gospel of peace. And bring glad tidings of good things. Notice, and how shall they preach except they be sent? He said, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Notice, he's bringing good things, telling you good news. That's why the Apostle Paul said he was not ashamed of the gospel, because he was already set for the defense and confirmation of the gospel, that no matter whether people preach Christ in pretense or they did it for truth, he had already resolved that it was Christ in him, the hope of glory. And he had resolved that I'm going to preach the gospel. In fact, he said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. So when we talk about peace, in our world today, we know there are many things going on in life, many circumstances, many things are happening. But we got to know that no matter what's going on in the world, Jesus has given us as believers the answer. He told us in the word, let not our heart, this is John chapter 14 and verse number 1. He told us in his word, John, he said, let not your heart be troubled. John, this is John 14, 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus also told us in John the 14th chapter, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Notice that again, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I want you to know today that no matter what storm is coming your way, there's an answer if we look up to the author and finisher of our faith. We got to continue to trust him that no matter what it looks like, God will see you through. Yes, he'll see you through the test of life. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is the trials, though some strange things happen unto you, either but rejoice and emerge as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. Peace today. Remember, no matter what, that woman that we talked about in Luke 7, she had a messed up life, but she found a Savior who had a message. He told her, thy faith has saved you. What's going to bring you out? Your faith. The Bible declares in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. It is the word of God that we need to hear. That will set us free. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to Philippi, he was in a Philippian jail, and he was able to pen these words as he was going through great trials of life. But he began to understand some things because he trusted in a Savior. He trusted in a Father can deliver. And he began to pen these words in Philippians chapter number 4. And the fourth verse, he says this, Philippians 4:4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Notice it again, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord
is at hand. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He said, be careful. Don't get anxious. Be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So he said, worry about nothing but pray about everything. That's the easiest way you can put that verse into life. Worry about nothing but pray about everything. So he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep or guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Notice, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, he declares unto you whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Six things he declared. He said, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received, and heard and seen in me. Do it. He said, put it into practice. Do it. And the God of peace shall be with you. If you want to know if God is with you, learn and receive and heard and seen in me. Do. And if you do that, then he said, and the God of peace shall be with you. Apostle Paul also learned contentment in peace because he said, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at my last your care of me has flourished again. We're talking about how they took care of him. He said, wherein you were also careful, but you like opportunity. And he said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content, that I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. But he concluded that by saying, I can do all things through Christ, all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But it also, it all did at that peace because he did not worry. He did not take on the cares of life. Then the Apostle Peter came along in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. He began to say, casting all your care upon him. Why should we do that? For he careth for you. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But he says, casting all your cares now upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. The Lord is concerned about us. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you until the end of the world. I want you to know, friends, I don't care what kind of storm you're going through today. The Lord is your strength. You can look to him and live. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16, now the Lord of peace himself give you peace when, always, by all means. Notice that again. It's the 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now, the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. That's peace, friend. That's peace. When you can have peace always by all means. Oh, my God, today. I want you to know tonight. Once again, peace is the absence from disturbance. Be moved by your circumstances because 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, but we walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, we may want stuff to happen, but sometimes God will help us in a place we can't do nothing but to wait on him and to trust in him. The Bible declares, Isaiah 26:3, but thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee. And this is the part a lot of people leave out of this verse. It says, because he trusteth in thee. Because he trusteth in thee. Because he put his trust in the Lord. He said, but thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth. He keep on trusting. And not just trusting him in his 20s, but he's trusting him now that he's in his older age. He's still trusting. He or she still trusting. Walking with him, knowing that if he delivered me before, he'll deliver me again. That's the kind of God we serve. He's a faithful God. Do you believe his word? If you believe his word, just receive that. And I'll declare unto you again, now the Lord of peace himself, always by all means. Father, we just thank you tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory. Because you're just so good. Yes, Lord, thank you for peace tonight. Thank you, O God, for encouraging our hearts tonight. Peace. Ah, God, we just thank you because you're a miracle worker, Lord. There is nothing too hard for you, O God. Lord, your word declares peace, peace to him that is far and to him that is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. O God, we just give you glory tonight. We give you praise for the victory tonight. Lord, tonight we honor you. And even as your word declares, I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. Father, we just give you glory. We give you honor tonight. That you have increased us more and more. Thank you that we can trust you tonight. Thank you that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh God, we just want to say yes to your will and to your way tonight. We thank you and we give you praise. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, God, for this opportunity we have to present Jesus, to let people know they can be encouraged. No, they may be going through, but tonight your word declares, let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So, Lord, I give you praise tonight. I thank you, God, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. He does not change. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise, God. Help us to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and to sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. Lord, we thank you tonight. Your word declares, ye of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, we just give you praise, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. Whosoever or whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, even our faith. Lord, we just give you praise tonight for what you're going to do. Lead us in a path of righteousness for your name's sake.
Start thinking that the lives of your people are transformed tonight. And we give you praise for the victory. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we certainly thank and praise God for this opportunity to share with you all tonight on Blog Talk. I want to thank you all for being a part of my evening and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with me. You all continue to pray for me. We are believing God to do great and mighty things. We are anticipating moving into a new property, and we are anticipating getting some new studio help so that we can have our show uninterrupted. And even on nights when not here, I'll have studio live teachers that will be helping me. And so we just thank and praise God that He is going to open up doors, and I just thank Him in advance for sending me good help, good, faithful help. And I tell you, tonight, we just thank Him. I just want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to listen to join us on the web, you can listen by audio. They don't have the video just yet. But if you desire to listen on the web, you may go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, which is spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S. That's D-I-D-Y. MUS 2010. That is www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus 2010. There you can listen to the ninth episode live, or you may download the previous ones at your convenience. These are available the next day after the taping of the show. So in the morning, you'll be able to grab the download to this and listen to it again. And keep building your spirit up, because that's how your spirit becomes strong, when you hear the word. Remember that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and of the it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So take advantage of hearing this word while we have this chance. We in America, we take a lot of stuff for granted. Time when saints will be persecuted for preaching the gospel, trying to build people up and encourage people in the things of righteousness. So we got to make up in our mind that if it is to be, it's up to me. We only can succeed if we meditate in His word, and let His word become a great part of our lives. Well, God bless you. I want to tell everyone to be encouraged. Remember, if you desire to write me, you can correspond with Prayer of Faith Ministries. That's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. Once again, that's Prayer of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 1289, 1289 Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. If you desire to call us, you may do so by dialing 601-502-1150. That's 601-502-1150. Feel free to call us anytime you need prayer, inspiration from the Word of God, yourself. Well, I thank you all for praying for me. It's good to be back on the air tonight, as you can tell. I'm excited like a little baby with a new toy. Good to be back behind the mic. But anyway, I want to say the Lord bless you and keep you as you journey this weekend. Go and fellowship in a good Bible-believing church where the Word of God is being taught and lived according to God's holy standards. Numbers chapter 6. Verses 24 through 26, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, the Bible says, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everyone that Jesus is Lord. And remember that the Lord, God of peace, now the God of peace himself, will guide you to all peace always by all means. God bless you. Everyone have a great weekend in Jesus' name. Good night, everyone.